On a rugged coastal sheep ranch, an extraordinary spiritual journey began with a border collie named Lass. When Philip Keller first encountered her, she was a shadow of her potential, fearful, aggressive, and deeply mistrustful due to past abuse. Yet beneath this damaged exterior lay remarkable intelligence and sensitivity, bred through generations to work in harmony with shepherds. The transformation that followed wasn't instantaneous, but unfolded through patient, consistent care, revealing profound spiritual truths along the way. What made Lass truly exceptional wasn't just her working abilities, though these were remarkable. It was her capacity for relationship, her growing willingness to trust completely, even when commands seemed counterintuitive from her perspective. She would venture into treacherous terrain, navigating rocky outcrops and dense thickets to round up scattered sheep, often returning scratched and bleeding but faithful to her task. Have you ever considered how your own resistance to guidance might be limiting your potential? The breakthrough came unexpectedly. One sunset evening, Keller felt Lass's nose touch his hand. The joy that swept through him revealed that true freedom exists not in independence, but in relationship. For weeks, Lass remained tense, enduring his touch only briefly before bounding away. Yet gradually, as he brushed her coat and removed thorns from her paws, she recognized his genuine care. When pain ceased, she would lick his hands gratefully, a picture of divine condescension. Just as he became her love slave, God becomes our servant, coming to comfort and heal. The most striking aspect of their bond was Lass's attentiveness. She would cock her ears, tilt her head, and fasten her eyes on Keller's face, alert and ready. From this, he learned how faith grows. Faith is my personal, positive response to the Word of God, to the point where I act in quiet trust. Gradually, Lass became Keller's shadow, finding her greatest joy simply in being with him. As their partnership deepened, Lass mastered simple commands: come, sit, fetch, stay. Visitors would marvel, "She just loves working with you." This revealed a profound truth. God's will for humans, like Keller's commands to Lass, is expressed clearly. Our challenge isn't understanding, but yielding our wills. The greatest spiritual delusion is viewing God's will as a burden rather than freedom. Through Lass, Keller realized that fearing God means revering Him, being afraid to grieve one so deeply admired. Their relationship was built on mutual trust, reflecting Jesus' words, "You are my friends if you do whatever I command you." Lass visibly thrilled in her obedience, eyes sparkling, tail wagging, body electric with satisfaction. This was what she was designed to do. The same holds true for humans in relationship with God, though Keller took decades to learn what Lass grasped quickly. She had much to unlearn, but eagerly sought her master's approval above all else. When was the last time you felt that perfect alignment between your actions and your deepest purpose? Despite her growing obedience, Lass faced powerful distractions. Crows nesting offshore would swoop near her head like dive bombers, enticing her to chase them in spectacular but unproductive displays. Winter land-clearing fires similarly excited her, causing her to leap after sparks, sometimes burning her coat. These distractions mirror our spiritual journey. We too are pulled from responsibilities by seemingly harmless diversions that waste energy while providing no benefit. Consider the shiny objects in your life that pull you away from what truly matters. When Lass yielded to these distractions, discipline became necessary, difficult for both dog and master. Yet equally important was the reconciliation that followed. Keller would gather her in his arms, caress her, and whisper, "It's all over, girl." This restoration brought her joy and deepened their bond. Through this, Keller understood divine discipline in human life. As Hebrews states, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace. Discipline comes from love because it heals, bringing renewed joy, restoration, and delight in higher purpose. One profound lesson involved perspective. From his height, Keller could see dangers, opportunities, and landscapes invisible to Lass. When directed to bring them in, pointing to scattered sheep across difficult terrain, she had to trust his perspective rather than her limited view. This difference reveals a spiritual truth. Divine wisdom sees what we cannot. From our limited vantage point, many commands seem unnecessary or harmful. We question why certain paths must be taken, relationships ended, or opportunities declined. Like Lass facing a seemingly impassable thicket to retrieve unseen sheep, we resist directions that don't make sense to us. Yet Lass learned to trust Keller's greater vision, plunging into thorny underbrush on his command, often returning bloodied but successful. Her trust wasn't blind, it was experience-based. She learned his commands, however difficult, always served a greater purpose beyond her comprehension. How might your life change if you trusted that your difficulties might serve a purpose you cannot yet see? Perhaps the most unforgettable lesson can be summed up in three words: available for anything. Though only a dog, Lass embodied this trait, showing what it means to be utterly abandoned to the master's purposes. When sheep needed counting, Lass would race through difficult terrain, rocky outcroppings, thorny blackberry tangles, and dense undergrowth to find every straggler. Though she'd return scratched and weary, she went gladly, never hesitating to tackle the toughest challenges. During night attacks from predators, she'd lie alert with her head on Keller's lap, warning him with a growl of approaching danger. This ultimate surrender, being available for anything at any time, represents the pinnacle of spiritual maturity. It's not about perfect performance, but perfect willingness. Lass didn't always execute flawlessly, but her heart was always ready, always willing, always available. This quality transforms ordinary service into extraordinary partnership. The transformation of Lass from frightened, mistrustful creature to joyful, productive partner happened through relationship. Daily interactions characterized by patience, consistency, and genuine affection rather than training techniques alone. The turning point was relational, not technical. That moment when she first touched Keller's hand, initiating contact rather than fleeing. This illustrates how spiritual transformation begins not with behavioral modification, but with trust, a willingness to approach rather than withdraw. As trust deepened, Lass's natural abilities flourished. Similarly, spiritual growth allows our true nature as divine image bearers to emerge. Qualities suppressed by fear or wounds, compassion, creativity, courage, begin to flourish in the security of divine relationship. This transformation wasn't just about Lass becoming useful, but about her becoming fully alive, experiencing the joy of being exactly what she was created to be. The divine seeks not merely our obedience, but our fulfillment, that we might experience the joy of becoming what we were created to be, radiating purpose and love that transforms our lives and the world around us.